שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר תלמוד 10 הספירות, חלק
שני. Hello, we are studying from Talmud 10 ספירות. Part 2, הסתכלות פנימית, on item 85. You can enter into Cup TV, where you will find the writings and send questions. Questions that are pertinent to the lesson will be aired here. We are in Talmud 10 ספירות, part 2, הסתכלות פנימית, item 85.
We are learning a very important thing. Well, everything is important, but here it is important especially for us, for here these are the elements, the basis of composing the spiritual kli. How can we assemble it, combine it, see different kinds of discernments in analysis and synthesis, meaning assembling and disassembling, to understand how it happens, what it is, what is it assembled, this manner of connection, and so forth. So you should relate to it. The second part is the basis, the foundations. These four first parts are the basis of the system of the soul, of the neshama, and then the fifth part is the entrance of lights into the vessels, which is mati velomati, meaning exists and doesn't exist. The sixth part is what emerged from the entrance and the departure of the lights, the world of Nikudim, and then later on is the shattering and the correction. That's all there is. And we are with you after the shattering, towards correction. Well, item 85. Go ahead.
The emergence of the degree of Malchut. Once the degree of Zer Anpin had been completed with Rosh Toch Sov, the last part in Aviyut, the Bchinat Dalet, was also purified. This Masach is also considered to have been completely purified and left the degree of Zer Anpin. It is called the degree of Malchut. There isn't any new light here, but it receives illumination from Zer Anpin, for it no longer merits Hamshacha. For that reason, all it has is the light of Nefesh. The rest about this matter will be explained in part 3.
Questions? Read it again.
The emergence of the degree of Malchut, item 85. Once the degree of Zeir Anpin had been completed with Rosh Toch Sof, the last part in Aviyut, the Bchina Dalet, was also purified. This Masach is also considered to have been completely purified and left the degree of Zeir Anpin. It is called the degree of Malchut. There isn't any new light here, but it receives illumination from Zeir Anpin, for it no longer merits the Amshacha. For that reason, all it has is the light of Nefesh. The rest about this matter will be explained in part 3.
Meaning, what we are speaking about here is Malchut Ein Sof, which underwent a tzimtzum, decided that it needs to be in a masach, and a reflected light, in order to give contentment to the Creator, to the host, like a good guest, to reach equivalence of form with it. She tastes something from this table. This means she does zivug daka, and receiving the light in order to bestow in one portion, it's called galgalta. Feels that without, she certainly doesn't return all the relation of the host to her. The calculation is only by the relation. I must reach the same attitude he has to me. Otherwise, I don't neutralize the shame, and I want from this shame to reach respect, honor. So, what goes on here? The second portion comes. The second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Here we learned about the emergence of the level of Malchut, meaning the Patsuf of Gligalta Ab Sagma, of the upper, and this is Partsuf Bon, the upper. Five Partsufim emerge, meaning the most the guest can receive in order to bestow for the host in a clean manner. And we learn that all in all what we have, what kind of reception do we have? What shape of reception? A thin pipeline. What are you looking at me like that, Niv? What's wrong with you? A thin pipeline, meaning all in all from the large igul circle, this is what the guest can receive. All right. Questions? Someone wanted to ask here? Yes. According to the subject.
About the purification of Malchut. How does this purification express in our work? How is it expressed in our work? How is it achieved in us, this purification?
Immediately when a person attains something in spirituality, immediately in some relationship between him and his and others, or between him and the Creator, immediately this state disappears right afterwards. This is called purification. Nothing good remains more than the same second in which you attain. Nothing. Why should it stay? Isn't there anything better than this state? There is. So why should it stay? If it stays, you are sold. You're enslaved. Addicted. You won't be able to get rid of it. I'll insert some electrode to your brain and you're like an idiot, you're with such a face. You'll stay all your life. Glad.
So what happens in the move from good to good? What happens in the middle?
The previous good must be taken out of you. And then when you return to the good becomes better. Otherwise, how can you do it without emptying? How is it possible?
And how can we maintain the joy when this happens, when it empties?
This is under the condition that you have internal and external vessels. It's you and the public. You have some container on the side that you can pass from one to the other. You feel the internal and the external. The opnimi, the inner light, and the omekif, the surrounding light. You enjoy the joy of the others. And you feel that you are filling it. You're filling the container of the public, and it's all fulfills you just as with children. The more you give to them, you are happier. What do you have? What do you have in your packet? Nothing. I gave it all up. That's right. But you're happy. Only in such a way you can enjoy.
Meaning we advance in the loss of balance all the time. We advance from the loss of balance all the time. You're always moving from state to state.
Otherwise, how will you advance if you don't lose the balance? You are able to stand on 2 feet, but to progress, you must go from 1 foot to the other. Standing on one leg is not stable, but when changing states, you advance. Friends, these things are... Find some examples for yourselves. Is that all right? Yes.
A common question from Kostya from Kiev and John from Chicago. What does it mean that the Malchut does not receive a new light but receives an illumination from Zera Anpin?
Because everything stems from a higher degree. Everything comes from the higher degree. And in this higher degree can be the light of Ruach, and it's in its degree it's the light of Nefesh. Go on.
Chapter 8. We're on item 86a. The measure of the light that is Nimshach depends on the coarseness of the Masach. It has been thoroughly clarified how the entire measure of the influence of the upper light in the emanated depends on the measure of the coarseness of the masach.
Solely, in a very definite way, because after the tzimtzum, only the masach determines how much light you draw.
The greatest aviyut, namely b'chinat dalet, is poured in the level of keter, and 1 degree less is poured only in chokhmah, etc. Finally, in the purest masach, the upper light does not pour anything because of the absence of aviyut, of coarseness.
It's clear, right? Everything depends on the aviyut, the coarseness of the screen. What is the coarseness of the screen of the masach? It has no aviyut. It's the coarseness of the desire that can be connected to the masach, that the masach can work upon it. Accordingly, we speak of the power of the extension. Extending depends on aviyut, and that the hardness of the masach can connect and work together. Meaning, not the masach itself can work, nor the malchut can be alone. Rather, when malchut connects to the masach, when the masach has the hardness and the malchut has the coarseness, so the hardness and the coarseness, this sandwich is the correct power. It is all built from the power of the Creator. Malchut is built of the power of the Creator in a direct way, and the Masach in an opposite way. I've requested it to be, that it would be the opposite than what the Creator created. And then I have the coarseness of Malchut with the hardness of the Masach, and accordingly I can work. Why? Because then I stay in the coarseness as the creature and in the hardness as a creator. And I become internally in the desire and in the outside in the shape of the creator, the masach. This is called Adam, resembles the creator. That's how I build or sculpture myself. Yes, Asher.
How do I build coarseness?
Coarseness needs not to be built. It is awakened in you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. When you begin to connect to the friends in the correct manner, as Yeshir, in order to tune it onwards to bestowal to the others and the Creator, and you will see how much you don't want it. You want everything except for that. And then it will be revealed as coarseness. It's not coarseness that you want to eat a lot, to sleep a lot. Everything that is part of this world is not coarseness. That's clear. Go ahead.
We're on item 86b. The measure of the clothed light depends on the purity of the kli. However, all this refers to the influence and the continuation of the upper light to the emanated, because the giver always gives in the most coarse thing. It is so because the greater the coarseness of the masach, the higher the light that expands. However, it is not so with regards to the conduct of the reception of the upper light by the emanated. There, the superior light is received in the pure kli, and the inferior is received in the coarser kli.
Clear? This was unclear. You should know this is not simple. Until Kabbalists discovered this, Baal HaSulam, they say that he was... You know, in Jerusalem there is a square which is called the Square of Shabbat. You know, in the neighborhood of Mea Shearim. Were you there, Shai? Oh, from Haifa to come to Jerusalem. That's it was all around the world, but Jerusalem, from Haifa. So there's a neighborhood called Mea Shearim, Strauss Street. You go down there, and below there is the square, which is called the Square of Shabbat. And if you're looking upwards, you see it's written Chayei Olam, the life of the world. It's a place, Kolel, a place where you learn Torah. It is called Kolel, from the word inclusive, includes. Because why do you study? In order to be included, to be part of the collective. That's where Baal HaSulam learned. When he came, they discovered that he wanted to work in a simple work, leather processing. He also brought machines for that, and this is the most stinking work. He thought it will take a few students, they will study and work together, everything together. But they discovered in Jerusalem that he was a judge in Warsaw, and it's not respectable that he'll work in processing leather. So he got into this kollel. There is a subordination, how should I say, classes, hierarchy.
Well,
in short, when he used to study, he used to put the book of Zohar, or maybe Ari, I don't remember what they told me. He would put them, he would read a few lines, and then go around, go. Then he read a few lines again, then he went here and there. So they once tried to make a trick with him. They changed pages. He came back and he continued on reading. So they thought, yeah, he doesn't understand anything. It's only he gives an impression. There are many like him. Why? Because the truth is, it doesn't matter what you read. If you have the main theme of the opposite value of vessels and lights, how the vessels grow and how the lights enter into the kli, and that extension of light depends on coarseness, and the purification depends on the hardness. This is not simple. If you read what he writes, it's seemingly there is no problem, but compared to the whole system, how it is arranged, it's very complicated. In every detail, with respect to one patsuf, there is a part that draws and a part that receives. So it's all in the same patsuf. But if we speak of the general system, or a few patsufim together, how they connect, how they divide, this becomes not a simple problem. And it was unclear for Kabbalists, because you see these phenomena, and just as in this world, we see many phenomena, but we don't know exactly their nature. Why does it happen? What is the internal order? What's the connection? We don't know it exactly. So it turns out, it took a long time, a lot of effort, until it was revealed to him in such a simple way as he writes it here. But this doesn't help us with our difficulty. We can still read about it, but nevertheless to feel them in a way how it goes. Therefore, the kli has coarseness in the matter of the kli. In the malchut, there is hardness, which is the masach. Where is the coarseness? Where is the hardness? We're illustrating coarseness, and above that, the screen, the masach, and above that, the rosh. But these things are, there's no such thing in spirituality which is defined in such a way. We illustrate it according to the importance levels, but the truth is, every place we have all sefirot, all the masach, also its coarseness, the part of his rosh, just as in our body. The truth is, the brain is scattered all over the body, and the heart also works in such a way. It only seems, we haven't discovered it yet, that this is not the place where we think, as it seems to us, or this is not the place where the pump is. It's not with heart. It's very easy to understand. If you make the calculation that a heart needs, under its pressure, where's Amnon? If the heart should run the blood through all the veins, all the arteries, and all the smallest arteries, what pressure should he generate in order to run so much, so many fluids through all systems?
With the measurement.
Why are you talking without a microphone? If we would calculate this, we would understand that this whole building cannot generate it. And the truth is, the heart doesn't generate any pressure. It doesn't generate pressure. The pressure of the blood that exits the heart, that we feel the pulse, it's not sufficient pressure for helping the blood flow through the whole system. Don't you know that? Oh, how? Okay, so we have here... You work in that? You're a doctor. Oh, great. So think about it. At least something you will know. No, but this is a question. Ask people. Yes.
We see this in our venous system, that there are little muscles that do this, but the arteries work with inertia.
Okay, it seems like that, because some parts repel, some parts draw with vacuum. The Ari, later on in the third part, he speaks about some. What I want to say is the heart is not responsible for the whole body. I'm speaking of the heart as a pump or as a special place. Rather, it is scattered all over the body in its function, in its work, in its physiology. Yeah. And the same applies to the brain. And in general, so when we speak of the coarseness, the masach, the hardness of the masach, the light, how they are all interconnected, it's not that the masach is above and the coarseness is below. Rather, it is all mixed, each and every part together. Rather, in order to speak of the system, so we say this is the masach, as if we can take the masach out of all the other parts, and this is the coarseness, because actually about every part, every particle of the desire, you have to put a masach, and exactly by the same desire and intentions and so forth. Meaning these things are more like a porridge, they're mixed up. That's what I wanted to say. Go on quickly.
As an example to what you also said, that it's not just in the mind, in the brain. We know today in certainty that those nerve conductors are the same things that exist also in the digestive system. And therefore, there's also what we call neurogastroenterology.
We will understand this, that the heart really understands there's a place of the brain in the heart. And, well, in short, we will speak. We'll speak about it. I'm still lacking some words. Go ahead.
Item 87. The upper come first in the kelim, and the lower come first in the lights. We have said above that the giver gives in the most coarse, but the receiver receives in the most pure. In order to explain these words, I will clarify for you the order of the entrance of the lights into the emanated after the correction, at which time the lights are taken in slowly, gradually. The light of nefesh is received first, then comes the light of ruach, etc., up to the light of Yechida. It is the opposite in the Kelim. Keter is acquired first, then Chochmah, etc., etc.
Meaning the vessels grow from the pure to the coarse, and the lights are revealed from the small to the big. If the kli is more coarse, a greater light is revealed, but it is clothed in the purest kli. Is this clear? No. Okay, that's good. It isn't clear. You should ask. The shy person does not learn. I have a kli. Shorish Aleph Bet Gimel Daled. Yes? Shorish Aleph Bet Gimel Daled. The levels of coarseness. That's it. With what kli do I work? First of all, with Aviyut de Shorish, with the coarseness of Shorish. How can I start in any other way? Light enters Aviyut de Shorish, receives Haka'a, beating. Is that correct? Yes. Where does he clothe? In Nefesh. Does it clothe? It clothes in the Kli of Keter. Later on, Aviyut Aleph, Ruach, and so forth. What does he write about it, Baal HaSulam? Read it, please.
In the Kelim, the upper come first, and in the lower, first the lights. We have said above that the giver gives in the most coarse, but the receiver receives in the most pure.
Do you understand or not? Where did the kelim, the vessels, begin? From the shorish? First you overcome a small desire, then a greater and a greater. As a result from that, you receive lights. Naranchai. That's it. He isn't saying anything else. In the vessels, you receive from the smallest to the largest. In the lights, there is a clothing from the smallest to the greatest. But the question is, where does the light clothe in each time? In the purest.
In the purely.
In the purely. The greatest light you attained is clothed in the purest kli. According to the light, the law of equivalence of form. So first there is nefesh, then nefesh ruach, nefesh ruach neshama, nefesh ruach neshama yechida, and it's clear, right? It's a triangle in such a way. This is how lights enter the kelim. Go on quickly. Let Moise ask.
Rav, I understood this topic, only a question I have. We know that in the world of Atzilut, there's the systems of purity and of sanctity, of impurity. Who balances this?
The law of equivalence of form, the creature determined this law in Tzimtzum Aleph. He said, I do not want to receive anything from the world of Ein Sof. I am about to equivalence my form with you. I want to resemble you. And then the condition has been determined that each and every moment, there must be balance between them. And this determines the state here.
But what Baal HaSulam writes here is that the lights come down from the upper system. It's not that the lower decides the size of the lights.
The lower determines the hardness of the masach, and the upper provides accordingly. The upper is passive. The upper light is in complete rest.
But everything surrounds us. The lights are identical. It doesn't become nanchai. There's no differentiation in the lights. The light is constant.
If you will come to do spiritual actions, you will understand that it all depends on you. Let's go on.
And before that, we'll sing a song.
יש לנו בניין שיש בו שתי קומות למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות בקומה הראשונה נמצאים החברים ואילו בשנייה את השלם מוצאים הדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה אהבת אחים עונה את הרצון לשאול ולברר למצוא את העליון כי שם הוא מסתתר לחפוץ תדאג לחברים עשה זאת בשמחה כי רק בין האחים נמצאת אהבה בדרך לבורא אומרים מקובלים לבטח תגלה שאהבת אחים עונה את הרצון לשאול ולברר למי שמעוניין את הבורא לראות